Scientists have discovered a gene they believe jumps between species. The study by the Adelaide and Flinders Universities and the South Australian Museum suggests a quarter of a cow's genetic makeup originated in reptiles. The peer-reviewed research has been published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in the US. Adelaide Professor David Adelson, who led the project, spoke to Rebecca Bryce.
There was an observation back in the 80s that snakes and cows shared a segment of DNA that looked to be quite similar in sequence, and then that was found to be a repetitive sequence characterized as above B retrotransposons. And then when the opossum genome got sequenced, people found that the same thing was in the opossum. We basically went and scoured all of the online databases for sequence and did some sequencing of our own across some species where there was no available information, and put all of that together.
How does it pass from species to species?
How it passes from species to species, we're not quite sure, but we have very clear evidence that the sequence in, say, ticks that feed on reptiles and mammals are very similar to each other, and so we can group bovbees with snakes, ruminants, and two particular species of ticks, and then we can group another set of bovbees between African mammals, like the elephant, and, say, the platypus. But we don't have a tick that looks like it's sort of linking those.
So it sounds as though our conventional thinking of how DNA can move between different organisms is really being challenged by this.
Well, there's potential to see that there's a lot more room for horizontal transfer than we previously supposed. We already knew that viruses could do this. So, for instance, think about something like HIV. At some point, of course, HIV jumped from other primates into humans, so it jumped species, right? Now, the difference between a retrotransposon and a retrovirus is a retrotransposon has no way of making an infectious particle, an infectious virus particle. So it's a bit of a mystery how it gets from one species to another unless it's hitchhiking as part of another virus. And that's a very difficult thing to actually sort of catch it in the act of doing. It's pretty clear that nature has been shuffling bits of DNA between species for the last couple of hundred million years at least, to the extent that the cow, 25% of its genome, we can show that it's there only because of an element that was transmitted in probably from a reptile a long time ago.
So it's genetically modified, is that what you're saying?
It's naturally genetically modified.
Adelaide University's Head of Molecular and Biomedical Science David Adelson speaking to Rebecca Bryce.